And stage three restrictions in regional Victoria means that remote learning for children is now statewide, including year 11s and 12s. And specialist schools remain open for all children. Childcare and kinder remain open, but all children, including year 11 and 12 in school, have to do it remotely, Lou.
Who do we turn to when we need a little bit of help with just keeping everything together with the family? Our parenting expert, best-selling author, Dr. Justin Coulson. Morning, Justin.
Good morning, good morning.
So, Justin, I'm in this boat. I've got our son's in year 8 and he's back to remote learning as of yesterday. I know when it was announced, he did the classic eye roll and the because he's not a fan of remote learning, which I thought all kids would be, but it just makes it that bit harder for them, and obviously they're missing out on a lot of interaction. What's your number one tip for parents that are experiencing that at the moment?
Hear your children. Actually listen, hear, not just in your head, but hear them in your heart. I know that sounds really cheesy and corny, but you know the kids are going to be, they're grieving the loss of physical contact with friends. They're going to lose out on a whole lot of the physical activity that they've been used to having at school. They're missing the face-to-face with their teachers. I mean, I remember after the last lockdown, kids were saying things like, I never knew that I could actually miss my teachers, but I do. It's a really tough thing to have to try to do school on Zoom or Teams or Google Class, whatever they're using. I don't know how else to say it. It kind of sucks for most kids.
Yeah, it's funny. That was one of the things that my son said. More than anything, he said, if you want to ask a question, quite often, because they don't do always the whole lesson on Zoom, so they'll do their, you know, get the nuts and bolts of it, and then they have to work independently. He said, but if you've got a question, then you've got to email your teacher, then you've got to wait for a response. And he said, that can be really frustrating when you're trying to get something done. So absolutely frustrating for them. The other thing I want to find out from you, Justin, is... Now, they're very savvy on the technology, our kids. And I walked in yesterday. I'll just do the occasional drop-in, see how it's all going. Occasionally, I drop in on the Zoom classes, not intentionally. Mum, I'm on Zoom. But how do we also monitor the fact that they are doing schoolwork and they're not just talking to their mates?
This is a really tricky one, Lou, and I want to share a story that kind of underpins the best way forward. So the more controlling we are, the more our kids are going to be resistant to us. Force creates resistance. The bigger deal you make of this sort of stuff, the more they'll push back. So what I got a phone call from a mum that I've worked with for many, many years, and we've actually become good mates. She's in Victoria. Her kids are all doing the same. You know, she's in Melbourne, so they've been on pretty harsh restrictions for longer than regional Vic. And she said, my daughter finally just said to me, I hate doing homeschool. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm giving up.
Ooh.
And this mum said, oh, what do I do now? And then she remembered some of the stuff that I'd taught her. So she took a deep breath and she said, okay, here's the deal. I'm not going to force you to do it. You don't have to do it. But you do need to understand that even though it sucks and even though it's horrible and even though you wish you weren't doing it, if you choose not to, it means that three things are going to happen. Thing number one, next year, you're going to have to repeat this year, because you won't have done all of this year's work and they won't let you move up.
Yep.
Secondly, the iPad that you're using, we've got that for school. That's the only reason we bought it. This is one of those tech-free kind of families. I don't want their kids having too much tech. And she said, we only bought it because school said you have to have it. So you will have to give the iPad back. It's not a punishment. It's just that it's only for learning and you're not going to be using it for learning. And number three, when the teacher wants to know why you haven't done the work, it's not my job to tell them, it's yours. And the daughter just had a big hissy fit. She's like, that's not fair. You're being so mean. She said, no. This is just what happens when you don't do school. I'm not actually doing any of this to you. This is what will simply have to happen.
Consequences.
And after about 45 minutes of sulking in her room, she walked out and said, can I have the iPad? I'm ready to work.
Yeah.
And I think that if we hand control over to our kids a bit more and stop monitoring and stop peering over their shoulder as much as we might be inclined to, we might typically get better results.
Yeah, well, that's some great advice. And there's plenty more at happyfamilies.com.au. Dr. Justin Coulson, it's brilliant, as always, to get your advice. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Lou.